You are listening to the Real Housewives of the Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Rogers. In this sweet space, you'll hear from women who are like you and some that are not. We will talk about how God is walking with us through the good and the hard on subjects like marriage, homemaking, friendships, ministry, parenting, and seeking God. You will also hear from me sharing what God is doing in my own heart. The enemy of our souls wants us to feel alone, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you are like me and need that reminder, join us as we laugh and cry together, giving God the glory through the stories of our lives. Today we are continuing our series on Quiet Time with God, and I am chatting with Holly Mendez. She is a Jesus follower, wife, and homeschool mama of three. We talk all about how quiet time with God looks in different seasons and how the enemy is so good at distracting us and discouraging us in our efforts. Holly gives us a measure of grace and shares some tangible tips on how God has met her in her busy days as a wife and mama. I can't wait for you to hear our conversation. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Real Housewives of the Kingdom. Today, I am so excited to be in our Quiet Time with God series, and my guest is Holly Mendez. Holly is my sister's sister-in-law, but really, she's just one of my sisters. So I'm excited to have her on, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. Welcome, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, Caroline. I'm so honored that you asked me to come on today. I've been looking forward to this interview, and I love listening to your podcast. I've listened to many of your podcasts, and I've been so encouraged, and I'm just so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yay. Why don't you let everybody know just a little bit who you are and about your family, and just sure. Also tell us how long you've been walking with the Lord.
Absolutely. So I'm a stay-at-home wife. I'm a homeschool mama. Jaden is 10, Aurora is 8, Justin is 3.5, and I lead a homeschool co-op in Riverside called Quiver Co-op. It's amazing. And I am just a mama trying to walk with the Lord in His grace each and every day. I've been walking with Him since I was 19. I did grow up in a Christian household, but I ended up dedicating my life to the Lord at a Harvest church service when I was 19 with my now husband, Danny. So he invited me to a church service, and I gave my life to the Lord then. And I've been walking with Him by His mercy and grace ever since.
Yeah, I love that. And just say again how many years you've been married, because I think it bleeped out
yes.
just a little
bit. Oh, yes. We've been married for, it'll be 14 years in October, so almost 14 years.
Woohoo! I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So awesome.
Thank you.
So as I said, we are in this series about quiet time with God. And one of the reasons that I am doing this series is because I just feel like we all get so busy and life is busy for all of us. There's nobody out there who isn't busy. Well, I mean, maybe there are, but a lot of us are busy and, you know, the enemy just has so many distractions, but spending time with God is so important, but I think it can sometimes feel so overwhelming when you hear somebody say like, oh, I did my devotions this morning. And you think, I haven't, you know, maybe I haven't done mine, or, you know, I wanted to, but something caught my attention and I didn't get to it. And there's a little bit of shame and, like, you know, you feel stressed about it. And I would just hope that this series will just kind of give the listeners a little bit of encouragement of some grace. I hope it breathes some grace, and also just a peek into the life of somebody, different walks of life, and how they meet God and why it's important to talk about what your relationship was like with the Lord when you started, when you first gave your life to Him, and kind of early in your marriage, and what that looked like to spend time with Him and seek Him.
Yes. Oh, what a precious time that was to be 19 and newly dating and a new Christian, really, and walking with Him. We were really involved in our church. And so that really encouraged me when I was serving. I served in high school ministry. That really encouraged me to grow in my faith. Just, I started serving right away, and I was so on fire and encouraged to spend time with the Lord. And those days were so precious and so important, I think, when you're a new believer, to really be passionate about His word. Of course, in every season, but we know in each season, our passion can fade, and that's okay. God knows that. So to use that time when God has your heart on fire and everything is new is such a great time to get to know the Lord and to be excited to spend time with Him and just be in His presence. And that kind of grows the foundation. And so quiet time definitely looked a little different in those days. I think I had more time on my hands to focus on reading His word and being faithful and not having distractions. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you are in that season of your life where you can focus reading and being in His word with wonderful, obviously what that season of life did for me without much distraction and just focusing on the Lord and serving and being newly married. That was a wonderful time, and that grew my faith exponentially. And it brought me to where I am today, maybe to help handle those seasons of life that are a lot more busy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I can feel that too. Even just prior to COVID season, like my hubby had gotten a job, and I didn't have to work anymore. I got off of social media and spent time alone with the Lord. I had several years actually. And of course, COVID was a lot of downtime. And so I spent a lot of years, just really having time to just quietly be with Him and hours to be able to just study the word. And now I'm in this new season where I have a part-time job. I'm doing a podcast.
A lot of work.
And we're serving at church, and we have friends and family that we love, and we have our marriage and our home. And I am very busy, and I'm thanking God. I'm sort of lamenting those times. I think back to like, oh, it'd be so nice to spend 3 hours in the word today, but I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
I'm sort of lamenting that. But but at the same time, I'm grateful for that kind of preparation and exactly what you said, using that fire time, because I feel like there's different times in your life where God brings up that kind of fire for different things and to pursue different things. So I totally agree with you that it is that kind of using that time, that there's these like ebb and flow times in your life.
Ebb and flow. I love that. And that's exactly what it is. Exactly. And recognizing the different seasons. And so you're prepared for the next one and maybe really capitalizing on those quieter seasons that you have, knowing that maybe God has something exciting for you in the future, or a different ministry He's going to bring you into where He's going to grow you in those quiet seasons, and to be prepared, to be ready, and to not waste them, and to not waste that time. It's so important.
It's so precious. When you started diving in, had you read the Bible before you became a Christian? Did you just dive in after you gave your life to the Lord at 19?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a Christian household. But my heart wasn't given to Jesus until 19. I think I just went through the motions. I was exposed to Christianity, but I really didn't start diving into reading the Bible until I gave my life to Christ. And what that looked like for me is I started in the New Testament and I just worked my way through. And that really helped me gain an understanding of the gospel and who Jesus was. And that was the foundation that I built my understanding of Christ on.
I love that. Yeah. That's such good just wisdom for anybody listening who may be a new Christian and are feeling a little overwhelmed looking at that giant Bible on your table.
Overwhelming. it's still overwhelming even as someone that has walked with the Lord for many years. I mean, the knowledge of Him is so vast, and sometimes we feel so small. Like, we're just one person. How can we even grasp who God is and how He loves us? But He's so gracious to give us His word, and that we can get to know Him and understand who He is, and that the pages of the Bible come to life when we read it, and they really do speak to us. It is so true.
And I feel like God is so faithful. Like, if you're faithful to open your Bible, and if you're faithful to read it, and if you're faithful to sit quiet with Him, He does meet you there. And it is amazing every single time to see. I will be in a book that I have read more times than I can count. And I find something completely new, a new mercy, a new grace, a new bit about God's character that gives me something for that current season. And it's just really, and I think that's an important thing to remember when you're diving into quiet time with God and wanting to get to know his character. It's not something, it's not like a life. It's not like in life when we achieve, like, we're going to go to school and get this degree. We're going to go do this. And of course, people do go to seminary and learn more about the word, but the study of God's character and the story of his salvation for us is a lifetime study. It is a lifetime relationship with him that you just will continue. So I think that should hopefully help people not feel quite so intimidated. You don't have to finish it. You know, you don't, you're not looking to check it off your list to finish that so that you can continue on.
Absolutely. That is so true. I love that. And I think we put that pressure on ourselves. Okay. I'm a Christian and these things are expected of me so that I can grow my relationship with Christ. And of course, spending time in his word and prayer is foundational and we can't grow without it. But the enemy can use that against us because as he is so clever and he knows our weaknesses as human beings and we are easily distracted and we aren't disciplined. I mean, by nature, maybe some people more than others, but it's difficult to be disciplined in any season of life, especially when you're busy. You're working, you're a mama, you're a wife. There's so many things on the list that can often get knocked down to the very bottom. And then we feel like, well, why even try? Because I got through my day and I'm done. And how can God even use it? And it's so sad when we give into that because we miss out on the strength that he could have given us throughout that day, or if you're dealing with any issues that you're having, be it with your kids or your husband or at work, maybe God would have spoken to you in your quiet time and you missed that opportunity to use what he spoke to you. And that's definitely something I've struggled with personally, just knowing that the enemy is telling me these things and recognizing his voice, and not seeking after the Lord. And he uses distraction and it's such, and in our world with the phone and social media and all of these things are vying for our attention all day long. And Satan knows that. So to give God our focus.
Yes. Yeah. And they can feel, it can feel like good things or it could feel like, because sometimes I think there is, you know, there are these distractions of like, sometimes you have to say no to coffee with a friend. There's just things, sometimes good things that you have to say no to prioritize, just like with our marriages and our families, prioritizing and not just, I mean, it's good to serve in church and it's good to go to church and worship at church and be friends with other believers and as iron sharpens iron. But that foundational alone time with God, like, is so vital to the same with you as you, where I've had those days too, where I, you know, didn't get to it in the morning and then the day gets going and we get home and I'm tired and I don't know if I could just even like keep my eyes open to look at the word even, and, or maybe a TV show seems a little bit better to like sit down and watch a TV show or throw on a movie and just kind of debrief a little bit and let your brain just kind of have a break. And none of those are bad things because it's okay to sit down and watch a movie with your hubby or your kids. And it's okay to do those kinds of things, but it's like trying to make those decisions in the right timing so that good outweighs the distraction, you know?
Yes. I love that about boundaries. And I'm actually reading that book right now and it's so good and so convicting and so beautiful. And Jesus had boundaries and what an amazing example of having boundaries. We can look at God and understand what our responsibilities are to God and to other people and what our responsibilities are to our family and to have those healthy boundaries. Because if our life has boundaries, then we have a safeguard for our relationship with God. Because when we don't, everything gets in the way and he knows that. And what an amazing example he set of that. Love it.
I love it. And you think he walked away from people who still needed to be healed And, you know, yes. and that's
yes.
huge to think about, you know, and he walked away it from his is. Disciples to go get a loan, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. he only had 30 years on earth and his yes. ministry yes. was even shorter, like his, you know, actual ministry. So, and he
yes.
took time
yes.
full of his busy schedule.
I love, you know, I, so it's, I, yes.
Oh, it's so good. What Boundaries book are you reading?
It's called Boundaries. It's oh, called okay. Boundaries. Okay. Yes. And it's oh, okay. so, so good. And it's, biblically based. The author is wonderful. And it just kind of highlights just exactly what you said, how Jesus got okay. away. And yes, his ministry, and that's such a good point, was only 30 years, but God used each and every moment. And to remember that he's outside of time, and we don't, in our human mind, we think, okay, we need to be productive and our time is, we only have so much time left in the day to do X, Y, Z, but yet God is outside of time and he uses all those little moments for his kingdom. Yes.
I love that so much.
Me too.
So talk about how things started to look as you got married and yeah. started having babies. So like,
yes,
when you got married, did you have a particular quiet time or the way that you and Danny, because maybe some of the listeners have just gotten married and they're used to yeah. being single and having
yes.
a lot of alone time with the Lord. And now they wake up that. And their husband's there and they're yes. trying to figure out, when do I do it? How do I do
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I remember way long ago, it was almost 14 years ago. Our first year of marriage, we did the Love Dare couples, married couples devotional together. And that was fantastic. I loved doing that. And I think throughout the years, our quiet time evolved. Sometimes we do it together, but a lot of times separately. Hubby gets up early to go to work. I'm at home. And then as we had kids, obviously that changed. But having that foundation, being married, especially newlyweds, is so important because you're getting to know one another, and that's overwhelming. It's so overwhelming to be newly married yes. and learn about one another. And if you know, obviously, never lived together before, you learn a lot of things about one another, and you need God's grace and his reminder throughout all of our married years, the promises that you made to one another, what that looks like, what putting your needs aside and putting someone else's needs in front of yours, what that looks like. And you need God's strength for that. And that mm-hmm. only comes from your relationship with him, what the Bible says about marriage. That is it. There is no other avenue that can give you that kind of wisdom and commitment. It's just not there. The world can't give it. Only Jesus can give it. So.
And I love the Holy Spirit's role in marriage.
Absolutely.
Too. And
yes.
I've just seen when you both are intentional about it, mm-hmm. and my hubby and I, we read together and separate as well and pray together.
Yes.
And it's so important. And I think praying together out loud is like such a missed opportunity that so many
absolutely.
Christian couples don't
absolutely.
Take advantage of.
I believe that, and that is so true.
Hey guys, it's Kevin
and Caroline
Rogers.
As you probably know by now, we love our marriage and are so passionate about giving others the tools they need to truly have a joyful marriage.
It breaks our hearts to know the divorce rate, whether you are a Christian or not, is 50%.
Yikes.
We also know that nobody gets married and hopes to have a divorce.
Exactly. This is why we feel God has given us the motivation to equip as many couples as possible before walking down the aisle.
On our 20th wedding anniversary, we launched an online premarital course. We share our own experiences as well as what God's Word says about marriage.
In it, we go over 5 cornerstones of a healthy, God-honoring marriage and give you tangible tips on how to walk in it. You'll have over 5 hours of video teaching from us, along with downloadable resources to take into your marriage.
We have always loved our marriage and want you to love yours too. If you're getting married and would love to have some great tools to take into marriage, join us today for the course.
Hey, even if you know anyone who is getting married, be sure to share this info with them. Link to the course is in the show notes or on our website,
MarriedRogersNeighborhood.com. While you're busy planning your wedding,
don't forget to plan your marriage.
Join us and learn how to thrive and not just survive.
So you guys, you talked about that you started to, you would read together a little bit and you would read separate when you were married. Now, what changed when you started having kids?
Oh boy. Everything changed for, of course, for the good. I struggled through my first year of motherhood a lot. I had no experience being a mama at all. I didn't have my mom she passed away when I was 23. So I didn't have really that motherly figure to kind of come alongside and say, hey, you know, this is what to expect from a newborn baby. So I really felt like I fell apart the first year of mamahood, and which was not bad. God used that season so that I would be very reliant on him for every single emotion and day. And going through having Jaden my first, I knew that I needed to spend quality time with the Lord, but that definitely did not look the same. You definitely have to get more creative. And with each baby that I added, now I have three, quiet time does not always happen in the morning because you've got a newborn or toddlers that wake up and you're exhausted, and they need you from the second you're up to the second you go to bed. And it's just the truth. If any mamas can relate, it's just the season of life. And you have to fight for that time, whatever that looks like. Maybe it is when they're playing in the backyard and you just bring your devotion with you and you're watching them play, or at the park and you have your Bible with you, you're whipping it out while they're busy. They're playing nicely for 10 minutes. You know, you take advantage of all of those little moments that you have until God brings you into another season where you're able to get up a little bit earlier before they are, which I feel like I'm in that season now. I'm finally starting to see that, where I can wake up maybe just a little bit before they do and know that they can be a little bit independent and I can have that time. But I've utilized audio devotions a lot. I'll play that when I'm doing dishes or even when I'm getting ready. I mean, if we're getting ready for the day, I do that because I can listen to it. I can listen to it in the car if we're on our way to co-op or a field trip or enrichment classes or whatever we're doing. I'll put in my little earphones and I'll be able to listen to that on my phone while they, you know, listen to their music or whatever book I have playing for them in the car. And just capitalizing on those little moments that God gives you throughout your day. And it might not look like a typical quiet time when you're so busy in the trenches of mamahood like that, but he can still use it. And it's still so vital. And to always be mindful of when you can spend time with the Lord, even if it has to be at a different time than you'd like. And it doesn't have to be ideal. It will never be ideal, especially when you've got multiple kids. It just won't. But getting it done.
That's a good word.
Yes. Getting it done and not getting discouraged when, I started this book. How many times have I started a book and not finished it, or started a devotion and not finish it? And it's okay. God still uses it. And the important thing is to always come back, to never give up, to never just say, okay, I haven't done it for this week, so I'm not going to do it at all. No, that's the enemy. That's the enemy telling you that. He wants you to be distracted and not be in God's word. And those lies are coming from him.
That is such a good encouragement, because I think, you know, that is definitely one of the ways that the enemy, the discouragement and the feeling of being a failure, like I didn't finish. So why did I even start? Have you ever struggled with comparison? Like, you see somebody posting or talking about, at my quiet time this morning. And
oh yes, of course. And that is hard. And comparison is a thief of joy, and it brings us confusion. God's not the author of confusion, and you feel defeated and less than, and that is the enemy. And I believe that women in general, Satan really targets us in our hearts in that way, by comparing and thinking, gosh, my journey should look like their journey. And each of our journeys are so different, and God still uses it no matter what that looks like. He uses us each and every one of us in a different way. And you can't do that. And if that means taking a social media fast or being accountable for social media and our phone usage or whatever that is, or finding a sister in Christ that you trust and having accountability that way, and somebody that can encourage you to keep going, and also be honest about your struggles. We all struggle with making Jesus a priority. I mean, there are days that go by and I think, what happened? I woke up and this day was a mess, and it just was. But that doesn't mean God still can't use it, and that it's not too late to stop and pray and say, Lord, even though this day was just a disaster, and oftentimes it is, can you still speak to me? Can you still, in your mercy and grace, even though I made so many mistakes today as a mom, I need your forgiveness. I need strength to get through bedtime. And what song can I, just for like 1 minute, 5 minutes, I'll write a verse on our fridge. I'll write it in my phone, or my kids and I will focus on a memory verse of the week, and I'll be able to remind myself, okay, these are His truths. What does God say about me in our life? And that helps me. 5 minutes, whatever you have to give. Jesus wants it. And he wants it, and He loves us, and He's not there to condemn. That's not from Him.
I just think that that is going to give some listener right now just a whole cup full of grace, because I think it is true. And I will attest that I feel the same thing. I mean, especially like I was saying, I've had seasons where I've had more time. And so I'll even compare myself to myself. I'll say, oh, well, this time I was like really consistent and I could see the fruit of it. And then I feel like, oh wow, this season is very busy. And I feel I'm fighting for every moment. Like every time it's like I am like, no, I am going to sit down and do this. And it's only this time, or like I'm doing women's Bible study, and I'm really blessed because the ladies in my group are really seasoned ladies. It felt like it was just like washing over me listening to them comment. And I was like, Lord, I needed this so bad right now. Like I needed like these ladies, like I needed to hear, you know. And it's just,
I love it.
Just, and I feel like that's such an encouragement to just be faithful wherever God puts you, because you never know who you're blessing.
Absolutely.
And, in that moment, and like those moments where we're like, you know, in the trenches, and like other believers are there just like helping us.
Yes.
It's like so good. And I'm like with so motherhood, especially like such a different season. Yes. And I love what you said about how you work in doing memory verses with your kids. And is there any other things you've been doing to instill that quiet time or praying or those kind of things with your kiddos?
Yes. Well, piggybacking off what you said, and I think that this ties into it, it's so vital to have a support system and surround yourself with women that are like-minded, that want to grow in their relationship with Christ, and that are in your life season. So for me, I'm a homeschooling mom, and it's so important that I have a circle of women that are homeschooling and going through similar experiences than I am, and wanting to grow in their relationship with Christ, ones that I admire and look up to, and maybe I feel they are where I would like to be in my faith, and I aspire to be like them. And that's so important, because it rubs off on you, and you glean from them and you learn from them. And even older women seeking after their wisdom and sitting in their presence and their company. And we are the five people that we're around most. I just watched a really great podcast about that and was very convicted about who your friends are is who you become. And that will rub off on you. It will trickle into your family life, how you treat your children and your husband. Being around women that can uplift you is so important. Listening to how they incorporate faith in their life. And to answer your question, I think it's so important to go to church. It's just, and I know when we had little ones and newborns, it was really hard to make it there at church. And then COVID hit, and that really messed up church going for a lot of people. It created a lot of fear, and people got used to watching church online. And there's nothing wrong with watching church online. We still do it. Everybody has a down day, or they're sick, or, you know, of course, have grace, grace upon grace. That's okay. But the importance of gathering as a body and being in the presence of live worship and hearing what a pastor has to say in real time is so important and convicting in your walk in a good way, and encouraged me throughout the week to get in my Bible and read and pray. It's just foundational. And that's what I have found has really helped with our family and getting our kids involved in extracurriculars that are Christ-centered, all of that. It just, it's a ripple effect. So.
And I love, like, I think back to when my mom, when I was little and like, you know, we would listen to all kinds of music, but most of the time we listened to worship music. When I woke up in the morning, my mom had worship music going. When we got in the car, we had worship music going. When we had friends coming over and we were cleaning the house, we had worship music going, and we sang it at the top of our lungs. And my days, like, so you know, I grew up going to Calvary Chapel. So there's these like songs that like were worship songs when I was a kid, even not just Calvary Chapel songs, but there are songs that come on, and like literally when those songs come on that I've literally been singing since for like as long as I can remember, like, gosh, they're so, it's so good. And it's so steadying. And I think the other thing is that we like with the distractions, what you said about the people, the five people around you, I really loved that. And I think that's important, like-minded, even like we'll encourage young couples who are just married, like be careful about having single friends, even if they're the same sex. There's a chance that they're going to require you to hang out alone without your spouse. Probably more often. Now, maybe not, maybe they adapt. Like Kevin had a single friend that is still single who will hang out with both of us. But that was Kevin, like, well, you know, we're married. If you want to hang out with me, you're hanging out with my wife.
That's so sweet. You know? I love that. I love that.
And not to say that you can't have, you know, a time alone with your girls and that your hubby can't go and have a time, you know, with men, but it's so important to have that, like-mindedness. And even with your children, I mean, you could be around someone who is at church, but the way, like you were saying, the way they speak to their spouse, the way that they speak to their kids, like, this is not the person that I want to be. And it doesn't mean you don't need to be nice to them or even, you know, interact with them, but you just have to be careful who the close influences are. And I think they will also encourage you in the right ways, like in those moments where your day is busy. You know, there's this worldly idea of kind of like you do you that is that I feel like has bled even into the Christian world. That is like, you know, take care of yourself, and you should take care of yourself. But one of the best self-care things you can do is spend time in the Word and talking to the Lord. So and when you surround yourself with people who remind you of that day in and day out, it helps. It's like they're soldiers next to you, like spurring you on, like with you, you know, you're fighting the same battles. And that is so important, I think.
So important. And better to have wounds from a friend than kisses from an enemy. It's always better that God uses a godly woman in your life to pull you aside and say, hey, I've noticed this. And it hurts. just like when God uses our husbands, but, or if you're seeking counsel from someone or advice, please seek a godly woman that you admire, because she will give you the truth, and God's truth is what we base our life on. We can't base it on anything else, because Satan is the master of deception, and this world gives so many avenues of ways we should live and how our life should look and what we should be seeking after and prioritizing. And we have to seek his word first and what he says, and to have women that can pour into you like that. It's just vital. It's just vital. And when you need prayer, you know who to go to.
Absolutely. And I think too, the beautiful thing, I think there's something beautiful about the fact that every day we need to keep refocusing our eyes back on Jesus, that there is distractions. It's not weird that there's distractions. That is there. Like, that's going to happen. Yes. And I think it's sweet because if Jesus just saved us and then we didn't need to come to him every day, if we didn't need to be dependent on him, we just would not get to know his heart in the same ways.
Absolutely. I agree. And he gives us opportunities throughout our day like that all the time to rely on him and to seek his truth. I was just talking to my son about this, and God uses our children. If we have children, if you have kids, he uses our own children to remind us how much we need him, especially when they're becoming of age. And my oldest is 10 and he's asking questions, so many questions. Some I don't know the answers to, which is like, oh Lord, give me grace and mercy and help, because I don't know how to answer this 100%. But those beautiful conversations and opportunities that our children ask us about God's character and who he is. And my son was experiencing some anxiety today, and I was very busy this morning, and I would have easily wasted that opportunity to pour into him because I needed to get breakfast done and I needed to try and get this homework assignment finished and it's just X, Y, Z and all of these things. And I'm getting pulled out. But the Holy Spirit stopped me and said, no, you need to sit down with your son and listen to why he's anxious. It's not just a surface level thing. It's something else. It's a spiritual matter. And I got the opportunity to talk to him about God's character and why we need to trust him and where our peace comes from, where our joy comes from. And we can't find it from anything else. And, you know, I was so blessed that I stopped and did it. And that, and that's not to toot my own horn because I didn't want to. That was my own humanness. I am too busy for this. Like, Lord, I'm too busy for this right now. I need to rush through my morning. But God used it so we could open up the Bible and talk about, okay, let's go to Revelation. And he was asking about Jesus coming back. Well, let's read about it. Let's learn about it. And that was our quiet time this morning. Was that's what it looked like, was reading the Bible. And my son initiated it. It's like, Lord, you're so good. You know, my son initiated, and we had this sweet, precious time, and it was great. But so often do I easily get distracted and not tap into those opportunities when I should. And that was a great reminder for me this morning. Slow down.
I love that you shared that, because I feel like that'll definitely preach to somebody's heart to just be reminded how there's a diversity in how we come to Jesus and how we experience him in our daily lives. And I think it's important we experience him in all of those facets, and that we remember and that there is grace. If you hadn't stopped, there is grace. And God would have
given us an
opportunity, but you did. And God blessed you for it. And God blessed your son for it. And you were also at the same time demonstrating to him, because he sees you have a busy morning, but he also sees, okay, this is how my mom responded when she was busy. She always had time to talk about Jesus, or she was willing to talk about Jesus. And that is the best example you can give to your kids in hoping for them to have a healthy, quiet time with God as they grow and as they become adults and have their own families. And so I just, oh my gosh, what a sweet thing this morning. That is so precious. I love it.
Well, I love what you said, and it's so true. Have grace for yourself, because I'm stating this in honesty. There are so many times when I've wasted opportunities like that because I'm busy and I don't have time and the to-do list needs to get done. But God is so faithful to remind us when we need to slow down. And as mamas with children and multiple kids or wherever season you're in, it's so easy to fill up our calendar and to make other things a priority. It just is. God wants us to come to him, and he waits patiently for us. And it doesn't matter if it's been a couple of days, a week, years. He loves us no matter what. We can always start over. His mercies are new every day. Start today. Start tomorrow morning. Know that he loves you, and grace upon grace. And we have done nothing to earn his love for us. Jesus did it all. We can come to him as we are in our brokenness.
That is just precious. And I mean, my last question to you is going to be if there was any other encouragement. But I feel like you just like really, you answered my question without me asking it.
Okay.
But awesome. As we're wrapping up, I do want to ask if there's anything else you would like to say to listeners, any other encouragement you can give or tips if they're feeling overwhelmed.
Okay. So one thing I've utilized the last year that maybe some mamas would find, anyone walking with the Lord would find uplifting. I love the app Glorify. I don't know if you've heard of it. It is so neat. And that is the audio devotionals that I listen to every day. I love it. It takes you through prayer and it has a biblical meditation, walks you through. And I will play that in the car or whenever I can, when I have a moment, even if I have to escape to the bathroom and lock the door, when the chaos is going on or the house is on fire or whatever, and just pull that up because it's so soothing. And God has just blessed me with this app so much. And I tell everyone about it. And that's one thing I really utilized in this crazy season, to hear his word and to even just listen to the Bible and verses being read aloud in a beautiful accent. I don't know. There's something about that I just love. But above all, like you were saying, is just having grace for yourself and knowing that you can come as you are. And God loves us in every season. And we don't have to be perfect. And letting go of that comparison of other people and knowing that God uses us and he made us so special. And he has such an amazing purpose for each one of us. And it looks different from everybody. I think that's been something I've been focusing on. And I thank you, Caroline, for using this ministry of this podcast and encouraging other women in their marriage and in their families and how important it is to have resources like what you're giving to women to listen to throughout the day. And I've listened to your podcast throughout the day and other godly women that have done podcasts, how important it is to fill our minds with his word and encouraging words from godly women and not, like you said, maybe turning on a TV show and just kind of unwinding that way. And it's so easy to do, but to be mindful about our choices and what goes into these ears, because they are so easily influenced by the world.
They really are. Absolutely. And thank you. I'm so glad that you've been encouraged. And really, I mean it. The Lord just put a real fire under me to do it, because I just feel like we all feel so alone. And so many times, no matter what, we feel alone. We feel like what we're feeling right now, nobody is feeling.
Yes.
And that's not true. It's a lie the enemy tries to put in our minds. And it's something I have to continue to, you know, just put away and say, no, Lord, but what is truth? No, you are with me. There are other believers here that are walking through the same things, and been encouraging my heart, because it's I've been lamenting over that first season or the last season where I had a lot more time to spend in the Word. And so sometimes when I am really busy and I feel like, oh gosh, my time in the Word, all I had time was to sit down and read this chapter and just pray for a couple of minutes, you know, and that was it. And sometimes I'm like, oh, Lord, but I want to spend more time with you. You were just really encouraging me to not get discouraged, because I have been a little bit discouraged this week, actually, because it's felt like a really busy week. And so I thank you for encouraging me.
Oh goodness, thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored. I'm just a mom surviving by God's grace. And he is so good. He is so good. And we are all trying to do our best. But I love what you said about going back to truth. And I think the world is so vast and gives us so many belief systems and ideologies and just all these things. And we're bombarded with it every day. But when our foundation is his truth, we can remember, okay, I can make this decision in confidence, and I can minister to this person or be used in confidence or whatever God brings into your day, whatever issue or problem, his truth is just so, so vital. And so many times I've been knocked off the wagon because I've not sought his truth. And that is so important. So important.
Like you were saying early on in our conversation, is this sweet boundary that helps us know truth. That's how we discern it, is by making sure this is that his word is in our hearts. And that we know it. And so I just love all of these tips and encouragements that you gave. I will link that Glorify app to the show notes. All right. Well, let's end with the rapid fire questions. What is giving you life right now?
I think walks by myself right now, listening to worship music, is giving me so much life. And I've been able to pour into my family more because of it.
That's awesome. And a book, playlist, or podcast recommendation?
Yes. Well, book. I love the Boundaries book. I just got done with that. And also Invincible by Dr. Robert Jeffries. That has been such an amazing book.
Awesome. I will link those in the show notes as well. And just your life verse or a verse that's speaking to you right now.
I'm sorry, Caroline. I thought that first I was going to say, and I can hear my kids in the background and they're screaming. That's why I'm distracted. Psalm 27 is definitely my favorite psalm of all time. And I love Proverbs 31. I read it constantly because it reminds me of what a godly woman looks like. I refer to it all the time. There are so many. It's hard to pick. But
it's hard
I
to
would
pick
say
a favorite.
it's so hard to pick a favorite. And of course, the famous psalm, Psalm 23, those always speak to me. Anytime I'm having a down day, I always need to be reminded of that and how he restores our soul and brings us to calm, calm waters. He restores our soul. And I just rely on that so much.
It's beautiful. Okay. And I love ending on David, because I feel like he is the, the poster child, if you will, of quiet time with God, obviously.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Psalms are such a beautiful, and Proverbs. They're both, any new believer, if any new believer is listening. Of course the New Testament and the first four books are great, but Psalm and Proverbs are so wise and so encouraging, especially Psalm when you're hurting or suffering. I always read Psalms.
All right. Well, that is wonderful. Holly, thank you so much for taking time today to talk to the listeners and encourage those to just get in God's word. Have a beautiful day.
Yes. Thank you, Caroline. God bless you. Love you, sweet girl.
Guys, you love you too. All right, friends, that's it for today. I'm so thankful you joined us and hope it spurs you on to encourage someone else. You can find and interact with me at Real Housewives of the Kingdom on both Instagram and Facebook, and my website, marriedrogersneighborhood.com, which is linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening. Just remember, we're in this together. God loves you, and you are not alone. See you next time.